This is the Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach.
Of the Lord once again. Amen. 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 And we thank God for the privilege, honor, and blessing.
Yes, yes.
To be in this house.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
This day.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is the day.
Yes, it is.
That the Lord have made.
Yes.
And we will rejoice.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
sir. And be glad.
Yes. Yes.
in it. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you glad today?
Yes,
hallelujah, bless you today.
Yes.
Are you glad today?
Yes.
Yeah, I was glad when they said unto
yes.
me,
thank you, Lord.
Let us go
thank you, Lord.
Unto the house
yes.
of the Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
yes.
bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. Thank
Lord,
you.
Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord,
Jesus. Hallelujah. To, yes. to yes. our pastor in his absence. He is. I see Junebug out there.
That was overnight.
Oh, that was overnight. Junebug spent the night. Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise
right.
God. Junebug, right. get around. Hallelujah. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Amen. To right. to our sister in her absence.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
To hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord.
My treasure.
All right.
In her absence.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Touch
it,
Lord. Touch it, Lord.
Amen. But to you that are here.
All right.
We thank God.
Amen.
For your fortitude.
Yes, yes.
For your commitment.
Yes.
Amen. For your accountability.
All right.
For your AC.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
All right.
Unto the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank God for you that are diligent.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Or about the Father's business. Amen.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Thank God that you're here today. And we trust that the Lord will hallelujah, bless us this day.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 We come here by faith.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Amen. We come here by faith. We come here believing. We've come here with expectation.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. But there's something beautiful. Oh, there's something wonderful. There's something miraculous,
uh-huh.
mysterious, mm-hmm. Sister Jackson, about the fellowship mm-hmm. of the saints.
Right.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I trust that you all will never take it lightly.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Amen. For there's a great mystery.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Concerning the fellowship of the saints. Something happens.
Uh-huh.
And I need to move on because I don't have a whole lot of time. This 8 o'clock hour. When the saints of God
yeah, yeah.
All right.
come together on earth.
Yes,
touching
yes.
and agreeing.
Yes.
Amen. Come
yes.
in one place and
yes.
all with one accord.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes,
it's then when somebody may get a hold of you.
Yes.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yes. All right. All right. All right.
Somebody
yeah.
might show up.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Yes,
amen. And we are privileged today.
All
amen.
Right.
According to John,
yes,
the 14th, 15th through 26th. Chapter to have the whole Godhead.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah,
amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is liable to,
yeah.
amen, show up.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
But we're guaranteed that at least one of them
one
will show up. Amen. 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 But it's possible.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. It's possible, minister,
yes,
that all three.
Yeah.
But they promised they would abide
yeah.
In us.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
If we love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we love Jesus,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
if we love him,
yeah.
amen, and keep his commandments,
yeah.
amen. I do I have any Bible students today?
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Right. Bless you, Jesus. Amen. But I digress.
That's all right.
Amen. Amen. I just thank God today.
Yeah.
Amen. Let's go before the throne of grace. I haven't prayed enough this morning.
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't like it when I have to get up and rush.
Yes.
I get up 4 days in the morning for real, y'all, because I have to give the Lord, amen, his time.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Amen. Yes. And I don't know if y'all figured it out or not, but I don't like rushing.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm not the fastest fish
amen.
In the river. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. But I'm slow but sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife say, "Nah, you just slow." I like to say I'm deliberate. She said, "Nah, you just slow." Amen. But I'm slow on purpose. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes you have to slow down to hear the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And this hustle and bustle of this society today, we just get too caught up. Amen.
Yes.
To just sit and
yes.
wait on the Lord
yes.
sometimes.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Spend our time with him. So, Father, we bless you today, Lord God.
Yes.
Lord God, we just thank you, Lord
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord God, this day, Lord God. Lord God, we know you're always up to something.
Yes.
Lord God, Lord God, we know that you are an engaged Father.
All right.
Heavenly Father, you're not an absentee Father, Lord.
Yes,
oh,
yes.
Lord God, but you are with us, Lord
yes.
God. And Lord God, you are faithful Father.
Yes, you are.
For you never sleep
yes.
nor slumber,
yes.
Lord God. Hallelujah. You are a dependable Father,
oh,
Lord God.
Yes,
hallelujah,
yes,
Lord God. You're never too busy, Lord
thank
God.
You,
hallelujah, Lord God. And Lord, you
yes.
may not come when we want you to.
Yes.
But oh, you're always right on time.
Always.
So Lord God, we pray and trust that you
yes.
be on time
thank
this day.
You, Lord.
Lord God,
yes.
pray, Lord God, that not only you meet us in this hour, Lord
yes.
God, but that you meet us in the Sunday school, Lord
yes.
God. Meet
yes.
us especially at the 11 o'clock hour.
Yes.
Oh, Lord
yes.
God, that you show up and show
yes.
out today in the name
yes.
of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord
yes.
God. Pray, Lord God, you bless Pastor Smith, Lord God,
yes.
while he is about your business, Lord
yes.
God. That you bless him with a fresh filling of your spirit,
yes.
Lord God, with a fresh anointing this,
yes.
this day, a fresh unction this day, Lord God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Yes.
I pray you bless my wife today, Lord
yes.
God. Bless
yes.
us while we're apart and bring
Lord,
us safely back together.
Yes.
Minister to her, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
As she rests and restores herself
yes.
in you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Rebuke the devourer in her life, Lord God,
yes.
and raise her up, Lord God.
Yes.
Strengthen, Lord God, that she
yes.
may run and not get weary.
Yes.
Walk and not faint, Lord God.
Yes.
Bless these
yes.
that are here today, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, Lord God. We know, Lord God, and trust and believe, Lord God, that you, Father, Lord, have a word, Lord God,
yes.
that you want to speak into our heart, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord God, throughout this past week, Lord God, it's been a tedious journey, Lord God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As we pilgrim through this land, Lord God.
Yes.
And we know, Lord God, that sometimes the cares of this life can burden
yes.
us down, Lord
yes.
God. Lord, we come into your house, Lord God.
Yes.
We come into your house to be renewed
yes.
and restored
yes.
and revived, Lord God.
Yes.
This day we pray, Lord God.
Yes.
Oh, in the name of Jesus,
in
Lord
the
God.
Name of
so, Lord God, we shake off all
yes.
that is behind us,
yes.
Lord God.
Yes.
And Lord God, we put
yes.
on this day, Lord God. Oh, for this is the day indeed you have made.
Yes.
We rejoice and are glad.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Won't you stand and look with me, if you will, in the Gospel of St. Matthew at the 20th chapter.
All right.
Amen. Amen. Matthew 20th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We'll begin our reading at the 29th verse.
All right.
Bless the Lord today.
Bless the Lord.
Amen. And you'll find this testimony in Scripture. In the Holy Scripture, you'll find
all
this
right.
reading. Amen. And as they departed from Jericho,
mm-hmm.
a great multitude followed him.
Mm-hmm.
And behold, two blind men sitting by the wayside. When they heard that Jesus passed by,
all right.
cried out, saying,
yes.
have mercy on us, O
yes,
Lord,
yes.
thou son of David.
All right.
And the multitude
mm-hmm.
rebuked them
uh-huh.
because they should hold their peace.
Yes.
But they cried the more,
all right.
saying, have mercy on us,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
O Lord, thou son of David.
Yes, yes.
And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will ye that I shall do unto you?
All right.
They say unto him, Lord, that our eyes may be opened.
Yes, yes.
And so Jesus had compassion on them
yes.
and touched their eyes.
Yes.
And immediately their eyes received sight.
Yes, yes.
And they followed him.
Yes. All right.
My God.
We want to look, hone in on a thought for this morning. If you'll pray with us. The day Jesus stood still.
All right. All right.
All right.
All right.
Come on.
The day
yes.
Jesus stood still.
All
Here in the testimony of our text. And in the previous and proceeding testimony of Holy Scripture, we find our Lord Jesus Christ moving toward his destiny. We literally find him moving from Galilee. And moving toward Calvary. If you will note that Jesus was constantly moving forward.
Yes, he was.
Didn't any moss grow under Jesus' feet?
Yes.
Jesus was always on the move.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, and as he went, many were healed.
Yes.
Many were delivered. Mm-hmm. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Many were fed.
Yes.
And many more even were enlightened.
All right.
Yes. And a multitude followed him along the way. And many more, y'all, followed him afar off.
That's good right there.
What about you today?
All right.
What about you today? Is there anyone here that is following the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Can I get a witness today?
Yes.
Or are you following him afar off?
Amen.
But look here. Look here in our text. As Jesus was passing by, he comes upon these two, according to Matthew, blind men, sitting by the wayside. Church, my brothers and my sisters today. Amen. Hallelujah. There are many a soul that is sitting by the wayside. And they too are blind. Blind physically. Blinded in their heart. Where there is only darkness and evil continually. Blinded, I tell you, by their religion. Their religion that has caused them to be spiritually darkened by the devil and by his angels. You know he has some angels. God has angels of light. The devil has angels of darkness. Amen. They call Los Angeles the city of angels. Problem is that most of them dark angels. Told my wife the other day that L.A. has become a city of sociopaths. I'll leave him alone. I know there's some saints in L.A.
Amen.
But there's a lot going on out there. Amen. That we don't see. And you ought to thank God that some things you don't see. The bug man and I had a conversation yesterday. And we kind of landed on that observation that we ought to thank God. That we can't see, the microorganisms out there. It would drive us crazy. If we had to behold the microorganisms on us, less long around us. You all thank God. That you don't see everything. You don't need to see everything. Let God see everything. Let him take care of everything. There's some things that we just don't need to behold. Amen, sisters.
Amen.
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 Amen. I know y'all don't like being left out. Amen.
Amen.
But y'all need to know everything.
All right, preacher.
I'll leave you alone. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. If my wife knew half the things I kept her from. Amen. Amen.
All right.
It's in West, yeah. That's what she get for not being here. And if we knew half the things that God kept us from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, keep going.
Yeah.
I don't have a clue of the things every day that God keep me from.
And yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
So, thank you, Lord.
So what is it about these two men in our text here that got Jesus' attention?
All right.
I'm glad you asked. What is it about these men that as Jesus was passing by, that the Bible says that Jesus stood still.
Yeah.
All right. We stood still.
Uh-huh.
We live for your consideration. Don't close your Bibles yet.
Right.
Matter of fact, you might want to get a pen and a paper. Amen. At least Deacon Reed, he'll have some CDs available for you. Amen. Amen. Well, we want to live for you, for your consideration, just a few observations that your servant has made concerning this.
Right.
First of all, is that they heard.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All right.
They heard. Church, there is a world out there that is full of souls that need to hear that Jesus is passing by. But as Paul says in Romans 10, 14 through 15, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?
All right.
And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yeah.
Amen. Right. That's shouting ground.
Right.
Amen. Come on, y'all. Y'all need your help.
Yes.
Pray with me.
Yes, yes.
He goes on to say, and how shall they preach except they be sent?
All right.
Hallelujah. You know, if you don't want to go, if you're too busy, and you don't have the unction, and you don't have the desire, and you don't quite have the love yet,
all right with you. Say that
you can send the preachers.
All right.
You can send them.
All right.
You can send them.
Show up.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. And when these men heard about Jesus, their faith was quickened.
Yes.
In other words, their faith was made alive.
Yes.
Because again, Paul says that faith cometh by hearing.
Yes.
And hearing by the word of God. They heard about Jesus.
Yeah.
They heard that Jesus was passing by.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Right.
And secondly, they cried out.
Right.
It's there in the text. Right. If you haven't closed your Bibles.
Jesus.
Amen. They cried out.
Yes.
To cry is a form of prayer.
Yes.
To cry, to cry is a form of prayer. Amen. It is the incessant cry of the born again, washed in the blood of Jesus, fire, baptized, shown up, saved, and sanctified child of God that moves heaven.
Yes.
I ain't got nobody this morning. I ain't got nobody. Amen. Do I need to talk to these angels over here? Because I ain't got nobody this morning. Amen. Amen. When God's children cry out, God listens. He listens so hard that he takes our prayer. The Bible says that and puts them in a vow.
All right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Man, cried out. They cried out. They cried out. They cried out. Amen. Amen. And then thirdly, and time won't really allow me to develop this thing this morning, y'all. The third observation that I made briefly is that they had reverence for the Lord Jesus Christ.
My God.
Yeah. They had reverence for the Lord Jesus Christ. The reason church folk, and I say church folk, amen, and today, can't get a prayer through.
All right.
Can't win no soul for Jesus Christ.
All
amen.
Right.
Can't witness signs and wonders following.
My
is
God.
That they have no true reverence for Christ Jesus as Lord. Every Christian that wants him as Savior.
Yeah.
But not all are willing to bow down to him.
Yeah.
Amen. And call him Lord.
Yes.
All right. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Church, we stopped by this morning, however, to exhort you that are here today.
Uh-huh.
That if when Jesus passes through, not only this house of prayer, but every true church.
Yes.
That if you will just tarry for him.
Yes.
If you wait on him.
Yes.
Amen. If you will tarry for him.
Yes.
If you will recognize that there is nothing more important than your meeting Jesus today.
Yes.
That you are blind without him.
Yes.
Blind in your understanding.
Right.
Blind in your love.
Yes.
Blind in your mind.
Yes.
That if when you feel the presence of God today, if you would but cry out to him and say, Jesus, have mercy on us. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't be selfish because we're all one body. Amen, amen. Say, have mercy on us, O Lord. Thou son of David. Hallelujah. And now today, y'all, we can even say it with a little more knowledge and understanding. And we can cry out and say, O Lord, have mercy on us. Thou son of the Most High God. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. The true and living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, folk are going to try to shut you down. They're going to try to shut you down. They might even give you the evil eye. Amen. But don't you worry about that. Amen. You cry out the more. And say, Jesus, thou son of the Most High God, have mercy on us. I don't know about you, but mercy suits my case. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need mercy. Amen. I need God to keep from me what I do deserve. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, one thing I've learned about Jesus is that he cannot and he will not deny who he is. That's what got him into trouble when they led him to the high priest. They had tried all night long to trap him up. They sent all kinds of false witnesses. But when the high priest said, I adjure thee by the living God, that thou tell us whether thou be the Christ, the Son of God. The Bible says a little bit further on over in Matthew.
All right.
The 26, the 63rd and 64th verse.
Yeah.
It said that Jesus said, thou hast said,
nevertheless,
I say unto you, that hereafter you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of power and coming in that right angels in the clouds of heaven. Hallelujah. And as they beat and mocked him all night long, he never denied who he is. Peter denied him. But he was true to himself. And if you deny him today, he will still be faithful to himself. Can I get a witness? When they led him to Pontius Pilate on the following morning, he never said a mumbling word. Simply because Pilate never asked the right question. Then they crucified him. Oh, they crucified him on that old rugged cross. And there, where the Lamb of God shed his precious blood to take away the sin of the world. There he hung from the sixth to the ninth hour. Didn't he do it? There on the cross where my Savior died. He died. Didn't he die? He died. Didn't he die? He died. But early, one Sunday morning, he got up. He got up from the grave with all power, all power, exousia power. That is privilege power. That is all power. Amen. That is all authority. Hallelujah. That is all respect. Amen. That is all riches. All glory. All honor. Exousia power. In his hand. Hallelujah. 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 Bless his holy name.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your
and
name.
And so, church, as I go to my seat,
glory to your name, Father.
So I want to leave you today. That if we will cry out this day, as we worship the Lord God in spirit and in truth, we may just hear the Lord say, what will you that I shall do unto you?
Glory to your name, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, New Zion today.
Yes.
May Jesus have compassion on us.
So today.
May New Zion touch the eyes of our faith. That we may see the kingdom of heaven. That we may receive our sight today. To see spiritual things. That we may follow him. As he leads us like the good shepherd that he is. Lead us that we will not stray. Lead us as we come and worship before him. As we stand to our feet today. And as we sing, past midnight, O gentle Savior.
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Here I am.
grow today. He's got all treasure in his hand. For if you're lost today, and I know him as Savior and Lord today. That is his church. If you don't have a church on today, or even if you do, God is calling you to this house. Don't let men or don't let angels or let nothing stop you from doing what God has commanded you this day. To put your name in this house. To set your name in this house, that you may be about the Father's business, that you may work out your salvation with fear and with trembling.
Yes.
We call today, we implore, we invite you today, while Jesus is passing by, cry out to him today. Whatever your need is, whatever is on your heart, whatever it is, cry out today. Yeah. And say, Jesus, thou servant of the Most High God, have mercy. Is there anybody today need some mercy today?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got all the mercy you need? That's good. If you got all the mercy you need, you can just sit down and take your seat across the day and just smack your lips. You got all the grace and all the mercy that you need. That's good. We celebrate you. Hallelujah. But if you need mercy today, you ought to lift your hand. You ought to lift your
hand. You've been listening to The Point of Deliverance Evangelistic Outreach. This program is made possible by the grace of God through the faithfulness of the partners and friends of Lodestar Ministries and the contributions of listeners like you.